Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
In Walmart's Huluville, everyone ready their cart.
Amazing Black Friday deals are about to start.
Online and in the app, such great deals to explore. Everything you love from tech toys and more. The days to save and the ones to remember. It's only the 25th to the 30th of November. Set your alarms. Don't miss out. These deals are epic, without a doubt. The who's are all ready, but are you? Walmart Black Friday deals await. Who knew?
Good Thanksgiving to you, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Happy Thanksgiving. The turkey is waiting for me, so we'll talk for a little bit, and everybody can enjoy the day in the second game here with the Cowboys, Chiefs, obviously Ravens. Bengals tonight, you already know that. 41 straight years, by the way, of not doing any cooking on Thanksgiving. I'm very excited about that. If anybody wants to join, if you're able to, I will put the link up. Otherwise, we will just talk. Okay, first things first, Packers got the win. First things first, actually, where do I begin? Well, let's begin with the big three, the three guys that I talk about the most. One, Matt LaFleur. Great game, the entirety of this game. I loved him going on fourth downs. I loved him at the end there, which we'll talk about. He knew that the Lions play very well and fast and good on Thanksgiving and at home. I think there's a little bit of an edge with Dan Campbell. I think Matt LaFleur might have a little complex with Dan Campbell. That's what we need more of. These games where he's like playing against his friends or people he respects and like likes, I don't like that. Games where he's playing against somebody he needs to prove something against, let's do that. I like that. Very good game for Matt LaFleur today. The decisions at the end. First of all, when Christian Watson caught the ball and he went out of bounds, I didn't mind that. That's where it was being led to. Also, you needed the first down more than anything. Fine. The third down pass, that was right to Watson. I didn't mind that either. It makes sense with how things are going. Fourth and three, they go for it again. Always do what the other team doesn't want you to do. I mean, seriously, always do what the other team doesn't want you to do. And I think with that fourth and third, Dan Campbell and the Lions wanted them to go for it because it's a shorter field, no timeouts. They have a minute 30 left. They don't have to worry about the clock. They can just do what they want for the next 90 seconds and go down the field. But obviously, if the Packers get a first down, then they can't do it. Even if they punt or kick a long field goal, I guess, but I'm glad with that. I like when teams try to win football games. That's my big gripe about LaFleur a lot, is it seems like he's trying to keep one score games, or two score games. So not only was his fourth down decision-making not conservative, which I don't think that that's been the case. And we've talked about this. I don't think Matt LaFleur is conservative on fourth downs. That's more characteristic. I think just the general play calling of a game tends a little more conservative. Obviously they won, but even if they had blown it, even somebody who's looking at LaFleur like this, with that magnifying glass, I can't find any real legitimate criticisms about Matt LaFleur today, unless I was really, 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 really trying hard. So very excited about that. And he's got my blessings, so that's all that matters to him, of course. Jordan Love was great. Does Jordan Love look like Brett Favre when he throws the football? He does not. Does Jordan Love look like Aaron Rodgers when he throws the football? He does not. Is that what it is to you? Because I don't know what more, after having those two quarterbacks, I don't know what more you could ask for. There was the play to Wicks early where Jordan Love saved a play, evaded a sack, scrambled, tried to fight, or it was Melton down the sideline. And, you know, people texting, whatever. Oh, Love, you know, moment got too big for Love, whatever. I think that's just us being picky. I think Jordan Love is imperfect. He is not a perfect quarterback. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. He's good. 18 to 30, 234 yards, 4 touchdowns for the third time ever. He was great. Josh Jacobs, really good after missing some time. Legs were churning, 4.5 yards a carry. Watson dropped there late, didn't love. It was certainly a pass interference on him, not called. But he had a good game, 4 of 80 for a score. Dobbs had a score. Musgrave did have a big catch when they needed him. And Dontavian Wicks, 6 of 94, 2 touchdowns, great game. That first touchdown, I can see why they, if they, you know, kind of tie goes to the runner, but first half ref seemed to kind of be in the Packers tank, and then second half ref seemed to kind of be in the Lions tank to extend the win.
In Walmart's Huluville, everyone ready their cart.
Amazing Black Friday deals are about to start. Online and in the app, such great deals to explore. Everything you love from tech toys and more. The days to save and the ones to remember. It's only the 25th to the 30th of November. Set your alarms. Don't miss out. These deals are epic, without a doubt. The who's are all ready, but are you? Walmart Black Friday deals await. Who knew?
If you're looking for new ways to get ahead, then you're our kind of person. We're Udemy, and we help learners like you upskill in AI, productivity, leadership and management, and more. Learn at your own pace from real-world experts. You can also prep for certifications that show employers what you know. Upskill for the career you want at udemy.com. Now, back to your regularly scheduled listening.
Again, turkey's on. So we got a little bit of time here, but we always have time for Hot Take Jake. In the Northwoods or just a really rustic home?
Yeah, no, this is my in-law's sunroom, I guess you could call this thing. I don't know. Is that what they call these things?
Well, it looks good.
Definitely looks like, you know, if you get a hotel at one of those Dells resorts, like one of the themed room kind of things. We'll see. I'll have to man the mute button pretty liberally.
The internet's like not good.
Fair enough.
All right. We don't always have time for Hot Take Jake. He tried and it was good to see him. And it looks like he got a fresh haircut. So that was nice to see him. LaFleur was aggressive. That's from Millbucks 226. Yes. Now Lions fans can shut the hell up. That's from Mr. I'm Still Dead, longtime supporter of the channel. Jake did make a comment. Bart looks like he's about to be gifted an N64. Yeah, I'm in a nice basement here. You know, nice. Bart's first words, Matt LaFleur, with credit. Credit where credit is due. I've always been that kind of guy. I am always a give credit where give credit is due kind of guy. So don't you ever mistake me for anything else. Q, just like I've always said, Matt LaFleur has huge balls. Never doubt the man. Again, I do think that he is a little more aggressive on fourth downs than the average coach. I think it's the play calling that sometimes suspect. I think there was something to him taking on Dan Campbell. I think there was something to that. My buddy, that was bad play calling at the end. Wicks bailed him out. I don't think so. Maybe you don't love like the route concept, or maybe that was a risky throw. I mean, again, it worked out. So, but I'm glad that they went for it. I did tweet it prior, if you need a timestamp. But I just think that you need to try to win games. That was what bothered me against Detroit or Dallas, because he didn't try to win that game. He tried to tie. He was playing to tie, or he was playing not to give the ball back to Brandon Aubrey. Okay. But there's been other cases like this. I like what the Giants did last week against the Lions. They were up, what, a field goal, and they went for it, and then the Lions had a field goal and tied and went to overtime. But I like that. I like that they did that. So I like when teams try to win. Right after the Packers tie, the Rams tried to win. And they lost to the Niners on that Thursday night. But I like when teams do try to get the win. What is the latest on Devontae Wyatt? It probably does not look good. Now, was that part of the thinking with not wanting to send the defense back out there? I don't know that one guy changes everything unless that one guy is the other guy that we need to talk about, Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, obviously, a couple of big moments for him today. Parsons finishing this game with 2.5 sacks, 4 hits on the quarterback. That last sack on Goff, you know, I was wondering if they were going to throw some BS penalty. Like, oh, he landed his body, but Micah came in, got right off of him. The helmet was in a good spot. Just really good technique. Also on running plays, can't stop the run. Well, he's also a pass rusher and not paid to do that, but he was involved in some of the running plays. So really, really good there. Some concern about Wyatt from some of the comments that are coming in here. There's one from Tom. Bood says it never felt like we were in danger of losing that game. We always had an answer. Yeah, it didn't feel quite like the Minnesota game where it never felt like that, obviously, with J.J. McCarthy being bad. And Jared Goff and the Lions are going to score. The other thing was Amon-Ra St. Brown. How different is this game if Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't get hurt right away? But Jameson Williams stepped up. They were also without Laporta. I think where I credit the Packers defense a lot is Jahmyr Gibbs, while still effective, 3 catches, 18 yards, 68 carries, 20 touches. He had 23 touches. I mean, if you're a fantasy owner, you've gotten a lot more out of Jahmyr Gibbs than that, especially the last couple of weeks. But making him not as big of a factor as he was, I think was pretty massive. I think that was pretty massive indeed. Let's see. Oh, you think Jake's connection was fine? I think my connection's a little shitty, but this is going to be a short special Thanksgiving one anyway, as I have, again, the turkey, 41 years.
The Who's Down in Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego.
Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think Ben should be good. Ben, are you good?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're all good. See, we're all good.
Yeah. Go Pack, go.
How about that?
Great game. Great game.
I put on a nicer shirt for Thanksgiving, but I am still wearing a hat.
I'm fresh from the family's Thanksgiving, so I'm still head to toe out of the car, but excellent game. I think Matt LaFleur went for the win on every opportunity. Even when the ball was thrown to Wicks on fourth down and that catch was questionable, I was still 100% behind the play call. Like, that's what we need.
I guess, like, it seems like fourth and one, fourth and two, fourth and three, they're always chucking it down the field, you know, which might be, I don't know, maybe with Jaden Reed back or maybe with Tucker Kraft, they don't look for those home run shots, but it's Thanksgiving and they won. We can complain about that when they lose to the Bears.
Yeah, now that you bring up Tucker Kraft too, the Lions were without Laporta, we're without Kraft. We didn't have Reed. They didn't have St. Brown, like everybody's fighting injuries. We still find a way to win. And it was a great game, offense, defense. And we didn't really have to worry about special teams because we scored touchdowns.
Yeah. Did we, how many times did we punt? One, two?
I don't know.
Two punts. They punted twice. Did any kick returns? They returned a few kicks, I guess.
Oh, and a big play was Walker recovering Dobbs's fumble on the goal line.
Yes, huge.
That would have been terrible had we given up the ball in that situation. So, just, you know, a little bit of luck went our way, too, on this happy Thanksgiving.
Boots also says, I heard from week one, the Lions kept saying they had something for us on Thanksgiving. Yeah, this is a season sweep of the Lions as well. Like, this is pretty massive. And of course, had they lost by the end of the weekend, they could be out of the playoff picture. They didn't need to win this game. It wasn't a must win in terms of the playoffs. I'm not even sure it was a must win in terms of the NFC North, but I don't like the way that this season started and the level of talent that we think this team has, like we should be winning more of these games and we're losing, which they did. And to get a season win over the Lions, I think that just, it makes you feel good.
I think this supports your claim on your national show too, where you were talking about the Giants last week going for it. It may not have been the last play of the game in this situation, but the situations that occurred where we made the decision to make the play have now altered the playoff picture, right? Like, this wasn't a must-win game, but when you win a game the way we won it, it's just going to have huge implications down the road.
Oh, yeah. And then now we still got the Bears twice, the Vikings, so this was great. I'm feeling
good about the Bears now. Feeling good about the Bears.
I kind of think they win tomorrow.
You think we win both, or you think the Bears win one?
I think the Bears beat the Eagles.
Oh, you think the Bears beat the Eagles? I don't know about that.
We'll see. Tim Shea has a YouTube account. Says, time to give Matt LaFleur his flowers. Can't wait for me to say it. Yeah, he called a good game. What else do you want me to say? Let me get Mark in here quick. Mark, I'm not going to stay much longer, but what do you got?
Good win. I don't know where Sean Gary's been last like couple weeks.
Yeah, I would like to see what his snap count's been. That's been the concern. What else did you think?
First good game in about a year.
First good game?
Play calling wise, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, I'm probably harder on Matt LaFleur than most people, but...
The Steelers game was a good second half, but I think complete game-wise might be onto something there.
Well, how do you feel about the stretch run, Mark?
I think they could win the division now. Yeah. I mean, they've got a good defense.
Yeah, that was a big game. Mark, I'm glad you're here, first of all. I saw you at a Brewers game this summer.
When?
I don't know. I was maybe June. You walked by and then you had gone. I go, I know that guy. Oh, that was Mark. That was Mark. I was like, tell my wife. I was like, that was Mark. I know him. And then I was stuck, so I couldn't like come hunt you down. And that would have been weird, but I saw you. Isn't that fun?
Sure.
All right. I'm kicking you both out. I'm going to get the turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for having us on.
Good to see you again, Mark. Mark got the tree up already. Ben looking good. Yeah, just a little guy here today. Remember, we're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order at Happy Place Hemp. I'm going to be nice and available for the family today. And then as soon as the kid goes down, I'm watching Joe Burrow throw for 5 touchdowns with a little seltzer. Joe Burrow. He's like, oh, I loved watching Matt Stafford back in the day. Threw all those touchdowns, so many yards. They always lost, though. So I'm motivated to play a bunch of Joe Burrow props. I mentioned Micah Parsons. P. people trying to say the halftime wasn't the tits can screw off. I didn't see it. I was prepping for this. Rashawn Gary, like Ben Sheets, used to be for the Brewers. Sure. All right. So we're very excited. Packers got the win against the Lions. I can go now to the in-laws. A lot of Bears fans there. I can wear the GB hat. They can say, what's that sad for? Go Bears. Actually kind of funny. But I can get, I got the big win today, and I can talk about the Packers with pride and not have to, you know, answer questions about Jordan Love. I think that's a big one. Jordan Love had a great game. Matt LaFleur had a great game. Micah Parsons had a great game. The receivers mostly had a great game. Wicks getting the ball in there. Dontavian Wicks, could that be the guy? Could that be the guy? Dobbs, great game. Oh, great game. Jake did have another comment about LaFleur. While I was fully ready to give LaFleur props, I don't think I can ever truly believe, because the same cycle happens every year. Playoffs, pants. I'll say crapping because I don't think I've sworn yet. I did say tits. I don't know where that falls in line. And it's a family. It's a family day. But yeah, you know, nothing gets won in November. The same reason that I'm not going to celebrate the Bears winning the North already because they didn't. The same reason I'm not because we didn't. I'm not going to celebrate. But this was a nice win. They play on Thanksgiving, which I hate. It throws a wrench into the travel plans. It throws a wrench into, like, any everything. It throws a wrench into it. But, you know, if you were having some cocktails and now you got a bunch of turkey and now you're going to take a nap and the Packers won, I guess then playing on Thanksgiving is actually pretty damn sweet. Damn's not a swear word if it's in the name of the town. Like Beaver Dam. So if it's in a town, you can say it. Also like Fucksylvania. It's a little town. Not too many people are familiar with it. All right, go Pack, go. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for popping in for a couple of minutes. Tell your friends to like and subscribe. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse. Jake, sorry, it was on my end.
In Walmart's Hulu-ville, everyone ready their cart.
Amazing Black Friday deals are about to start.
Online and in the app, such great deals to explore. Everything you love from tech toys and more. The days to save and the ones to remember. It's only the 25th to the 30th of November. Set your alarms, don't miss out. These deals are epic, without a doubt. The who's are already, but are you? Walmart Black Friday deals await. Who knew?